Hey everyone, welcome to the Curious Girl Diaries podcast. I'm Layla London, aka The Curious Girl. Now, just to let you know, this podcast is not suitable for work. It's also not suitable for anybody under 18. But the rest of you consenting adults, let's get ready to talk about my sex life, sex in general, and everything in between in explicit, raunchy, fun detail. All right, here we go.
Retro masturbation here I'm sharing with you right now, like the little things I got into. Fingers. I need the fingers rubbing my G-spot while you're sucking my clit. That gets me over the hump. I realized, where the fuck is my butt plug? It's sucked up in my ass. And now I'm like fishing around to try to dig it out. Hey guys, how you doing out there? Listen, I got some fun stuff to do today with you guys. I am doing this podcast is going to be about me going through my sex drawer. And I know you all have them. We all have them, right? It's our sex toy drawer. And as I've been home and doing a lot of home projects and organizing the hell out of myself, one side and up one side, down the other, I'm now onto my sex toy drawer. Everyone has one. I don't know where you put your sex toys. You've all got it, right? And I'm like looking at some of this stuff going, holy shit, it's old. But it also, the funny thing is like I look at a sex toy and it brings back a memory. So I'm thinking I cannot be alone in this boat. Like everybody has to have some sort of, you know, sex toy recall when it comes to this stuff. So I'm going to share what I've got in my arsenal. Now, let me warn you, you may be underwhelmed a little bit. I'm underwhelmed. I'm like, okay, first of all, it's time to... It's just like everything, like your underwear drawer, your sock drawer, your clothes, dishes, everything at some point, it needs to be replenished. You got to go through it, get rid of some stuff and update it. I think that's where I'm at right now with my sex toy drawer. So let's dig in. Okay. First thing here is, I don't know, I'm going to open this up and see if anybody recognizes the sound of this. Okay, that is me actually opening up a DVD jacket case and popping out a DVD. This is my first original porn that I ever watched. I ordered this with a boyfriend. And why I still have it, I don't know. Maybe I've been too embarrassed to throw it in the garbage like someone's going to find it. This is produced by Wicked. Wicked Productions. I'm sure many of you are familiar with Wicked. And it's called Prague by Night. And the subtitle is Check Please, which is check is spelled C-Z-E-C-H. Check. Check, you know, like Czechoslovakian. So obviously these are Czechoslovakian women. This was, when you watch this, it was definitely shot in Czechoslovakia. And let me tell you what the original production date on this was. Oh God. Now I want to say I bought this well after the production date, but this is how cheesy it was for me when I first started watching porn. Like I had to watch the cheesy outdated porn. So the production date of this is on 3/24/01. So 2001, and it's one of those ones that has, I'll tell you who the features are. It's Kathy Anderson and Jessica Florentino. I don't know who these ladies are. They're pretty. They're beautiful. And, you know, the one thing about this cover is it's two women sort of like hugging each other and looking, you know, looking towards the camera. Now, I often thought if somebody found this, they would think I was a lesbian. I mean, it looks like it's just lesbian porn. It's not. That's why I bought the one scene in there. There's the first opening snippet. So they have all these different stories and scenarios. The first one I think is my favorite, and it's a threesome. Hello. I have been, so I'm trying to remember the year I got this. It might have been like, oh geez. I'm gonna say like, God. I think the first time I watched porn with somebody was, and remember, we didn't have iPads back then. I think this was like 2007. I was young, but I had a boyfriend, and we were kind of, you know, experimenting, doing some different things, playing with sex toys and such. And we bought this video. And yeah, and so the very first snippet of where it's a threesome, and they're like in this, like, it's a tub scene, and just that did it for me. Like, I thought that was so hot. And of all the little, you know, little montages on here, that's the one that I always would watch and masturbate to, was the very first scene, which I'm saying it's the very first scene, if that's what I remember. But anyway, it's a threesome. And I just thought it was hot. And I think I do still have a DVD player. I might have to pop this in and watch it just for posterity, you know, like to go back, see where I've come from. But it's funny, I watched this and it's like the world of porn has changed so much. You know, you've got YouPorn, and Pornhub and just everything that's available online. But, and I'm sure, and just to say, I'm sure when I first started watching porn, it was more pervasive online. I just wasn't there yet. So I bought a DVD. I wasn't going to like log into it and watch it on my computer. Oh my God, no way. But yeah, I've come a long way since then. So if any of you have any like vintage porn, hey, I'm feeling you. I'm with you. I'll call it vintage now, because if it's 13 years old, I'd say that's vintage. Okay. The next thing I've got is I've noticed here, and these are things I'm going to throw away, but I'm going to replace with something better. I have this one little toy that basically it has like a little, almost like a big, large thumb, like a large thumb that would go in your butt. And then the front part, it vibrates. And then the front part are these little nubbies that go on your clit. And I've used that in the past, like, God, this is like a long time ago. Like, this is so funny. Just, this is my retro masturbation here I'm sharing with you right now. Like the little things I got into. But I'd say the size of this little nubby thing is good. What hurts the most for me about anything that's anal is the initial stretching of the hole. And when you're not ready, I've noticed that it's weird. It's like I've noticed that sometimes I'm totally just like I'm ready and into it, like for the anal. But if you surprise me with it, I'm usually like, no, because it really does. Like, I'm trying to figure out how to describe it. It's like a pinching of your, it's like this pinching of your anus. I don't know how to, I mean, it's a lot of pressure, and it hurts, you know, first that initial stretch like hurts. Once you relax into it, you're okay. But if you just kind of surprise somebody with it, or you just go there, I know that a lot of times I'll have someone that just, they just try to like go there, and it's not, sometimes it's, depends on my mood. I mean, sometimes like if you're just forcing it on me, I'm in the mood for that, you know, like, okay, yeah, I know it's going to hurt, like force it on me, because then I'll eventually relax into it and I'm horny for it and I want it. And, you know, that's what I'm wanting. Like, yeah, just fucking fucking stick that dick in my ass. But other times it's like, oh no. You know, like I need to breathe. I feel like I need to almost do some Lamaze, you know, to get like, to get that big dick in my ass. And guys, if you've never had a penis in your ass or anything large in your ass now, or chopsticks or whatever else you're going to shove in there, fingers, hands, you know, I've fisted somebody. you really got to, you got to get in the zone. You got to breathe. You got to be relaxed, stretched, and ready. So anyway, this little device that I have has a nice size little, just, it's a small little nub that goes in your ass. Now, it vibrates from the base of it, but it's not like Mickey and I were talking about. If you listen to that podcast I did with, Girl Crush, I think. Mickey and I, she talked about the triple wow wow. I think what I'll do is I'm going to send this off into some poor, awful, landfill. And maybe I should sign it before I throw it away, like just in case somebody finds it, you know, like buried treasure. Hey, this belonged to the curious girl. It doesn't vibrate the way a vibrating butt plug would. So what I think, and I've always wanted to have a vibrating butt plug. So what I think I'm going to do is I'm going to unfortunately send this to the landfill. Sorry. And I will, in replace of it, I'm going to get a vibrating butt plug so I can have that triple wow wow. And maybe it'll be one that somebody can control remotely, because that's kind of hot too. So, okay, that's on my list right there. I'm going to replace this one, this old school one, my old school. It's funny how you save this shit. Like, I have a podcast coming out right after this one of what I did with Sir Inc. And we're talking about he's talking about limp balls on your lingerie. And, you know, if you don't wash it the right way, if you throw your shit in with your regular clothes, it happens. It's not that you don't care. It happens. But you have to have one of those limp ball eaters. It's like a razor blade thing that spins around and it will get those limp balls. Just FYI. Ladies, if you have any questions about that, you can just DM me or email me. And I'll tell you how to get rid of that shit. Because sometimes all of a sudden you get a bunch of limp balls on something you really like. You're like, God damn it. That's a fucking sexy. And now it's got limp balls on it. So it's not hot. But anyway, I'm going to replace this one with, a new vibrating butt plug. I'm going to bring this up to speed. I'm going to bring my anal toys up to speed on that one. Okay. Let's see. The next thing I've come across is a shit ton of old lubes. Half-used lubes, and I just have about every water-based lubricant, personal lubricant. What's this one? It's called cream water-based lubricant. I have to say, in my sexual experience, the best thing I found is, as a lubricant, is coconut oil. Now, if you're someone sensitive to it, I know somebody that I'm with is sensitive to the coconut oil, and if it has a scent, you can get unscented, I guess just like cooking grade coconut oil that's organic and all that. That works great. Also, what I really love are, and it's not unscented. See, it does, the scent part doesn't bother me. But to someone else, if they're sensitive to it, it might. There's only one person I know that doesn't like the scented. So everyone else is fine with the scented. But if you go to Trader Joe's, you guys have Trader Joe's, they have these coconut oil, little cooking travel packs. They're just in these little travel packs. And you can take them and cook with them. Well, obviously I'm not cooking with them, but you know what I mean? They're prepackaged. They're tiny. I throw them in my bag when I'm traveling. They're great. Just open them up and they're good for usually depending on what you're doing, one or two sessions. I mean, a lot of times two. So they're great for jacking someone off. They're great for, just sex lubrication, anal sex lubrication, whatever you want to do with it. Or a massage when you're giving a full body massage. It's kind of multi-purpose, I'm telling you. So the Trader Joe's little coconut oil travel packs are great. They're just these little prepackaged. I don't know what size they are, but maybe 2 inches by 3 inches are these little pouches, and you just open them up and boom, they're good to go. So I recommend those. I'm going to be throwing away all of my other lubes. I really don't, for me personally, I don't like any other loops. They wear out. You have to, you know, they don't last as long. They're not as viscous. I don't know what the problem is, but I just, yeah, those have to go. So, okay. Okay. So the next item that I've come across, which is, I haven't used this in a while, but I'm like, oh my gosh, hello. I'm going to get back into this one, is my Womanizer. I've talked about this before. Oh my gosh, it's so awesome. It sucks your clit and it's got different speeds. You know, you plug it in, you charge it. It's great. Guys, if you have a woman that isn't responding to oral sex from you, she likes it, but she can't quite get over the hump, she can't have an orgasm, whatever it is, get her one of these. I'm telling you. Woo! And then use it on her. The suction is powerful. Now, this brings up an interesting sidebar subject. I'll just touch on it briefly. A lot of times guys are like, I can't make my girl come. I get these. You guys send me all kinds of stuff. And a lot of times you're saying you're struggling with getting her to come, you know, through while you're going down on her. We're all wired so differently, but I can just tell you personally that it is technique. And a lot of times, you know, you're not hitting, I don't want to say you're not doing it right, but you're not doing it right. And that's not a slight on you. It's just that, you know, you're not getting the communication and the feedback that you need in order to do it right. Sometimes it takes a lot of suction or a lot of pressure or a lot of, you know, softness looking. There's so many variables. For me, there's quite a lot of variables. And what I often find that's missing from most of my partners initially until, you know, I bring it up is fingers. I need the fingers rubbing my G-spot while you're sucking my clit. That gets me over the hump. And I don't mean sucking it like lightly, just like, oh, you know, la, 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 la. No, I mean, you gotta hoover that shit. Like, really hoover it. That's why this Womanizer is great, because it has kind of a different, you can just Google it, you know, the Womanizer. And it really it really vacuums your clit, and it has these different attachments. It sounds funny. And has these different attachments that it just gets right on there and just whoo, does the job. Okay. Let's see. The next thing I'm looking at. Oh my gosh. Here we go. We're going back. Here we go. Where this is going. This is going way, way back. I have my... this is why it's now broken, and it doesn't, the wires are crimped. It doesn't work right. I think I've got my original, like, Mr. Bunny. This is the very first sex toy I ever got at 25. I had a friend who was way more sexually adventurous than me. And she said, you know, I'm like, she's just telling me all this stuff that she does. But I'm like, oh my gosh, you know, because the boyfriend I had at the time, I was conservative. My boyfriend was conservative. And she's telling me the stuff they're doing. And I'm like, gosh, you know, all the sex toys. I'm like, where do I start? She's like, oh, you need a Mr. Bunny. She sent me one for my birthday. Well, the funny thing. So I got this thing. I still remember to this day the first time I used it. And it made me come. And I was like, oh my God. I couldn't believe it. I couldn't believe how much I had been missing out on and how long I let that go. And I was just like, oh fuck no, this is bullshit. I will never not have a Mr. Bunny or some sort of equivalent, some fucking fantastic sex toy that hits my G-spot and my clit and basically you can get your A-spot with it too. I mean, you can get it back there. It's stiff, it's hard, it the base of it rolls around and articulates. There's these pop beats too at the base of it that will get your G-spot. And then there's the rabbit ears that go on your clit, and they're very powerful. I'm not kidding you. Like, this thing, I'm looking at it right now, and I'm like, I don't know if I can throw this in a landfill. Like, even though I don't use it anymore, and I think it's, let me see. I'm going to try to see if I can turn it on. I think it's broken. I think the actual motorized function is broken. The ears might be broken. Let me see. Oh, wait. No, the ears are working. Hold on. What's not working? Is there anything not working on this? Maybe I'm imagining it. Oh, that's what it is. The pop bead part does not rotate anymore. Just the ears work. So you can't adjust the pop beads. And the cool thing about this old school one, was it had a big rod that went through the center of it. So the penis part, it could stay stationary. You could use the pop beads, just the pop beads inside the penis, or the penis itself would have the pop beads going and also rotate in kind of like a circle, you know? So when you kind of like take your cock and you're moving it in a circle inside a woman's vagina. Oh yeah. I don't know what it is about that. That feels great. When you get in these different crevices and sections and angles, and sometimes just even like the side angle, really stiff and hard, it just, I don't know. I mean, the pussy is an amazing thing. It's got all these areas and sections and angles, and they all feel good and different, you know, and that's what's so, that's what's so great about being a woman. Like, you have your whole, like the whole, that whole inside is just, it's just full of sensation. And so anyway, this is not working 100%, and I should probably just get a new one. It's funny though, like, this has a cord. I think the ones they have now just are cordless. I'm like, this is an old school one. Like, this could go back in the Mr. Bunny, like, Hall of Fame. Like, you know, if they ever lined up like the evolution of it, just like cars. Here's an old school one, and here's the modern version. Here's the Model A, and here is today's 2020, you know, fully internet-based, compatible. You can have partners all over the world using it on you. Anyway, this thing is just old school. This is off the grid. But I love it, and so on my list is, obviously, I'm replacing my old school little anal stimulator for a real, genuine one that solidly vibrates in you. And then I might look into a new Mr. Bunny as well. We'll see. I don't know. I don't even know if they're, I don't know if they sell them anymore. Gosh, the rabbit. It was Mr. Bunny. Then it was kind of called the rabbit pearl, because it had these little pearls in the pop bead area. Okay. Next thing is just a nice long, I'd say like a 6-inch, half inch in diameter. It's my pink little vibrator. It's not totally small, like a tiny, tiny little pocket rocket, but it's small enough that it's not invasive to your partner. It's not like my Hitachi. This thing is... I can't remember what's going on with this. I might have to try to put new batteries in it. I think the batteries got stuck in it somehow. I think I tried to have someone take the batteries out at one point, like a dude trying to help me get the batteries out, and they wouldn't come out. That's the problem. But this thing is great. This thing is great because sometimes, you know, guys, I know you guys will complain like, oh, I'm fighting for space with the Hitachi. I can't get my balls in there. I can't get, you know, it's like my cock is getting pushed down and slapping against it and whatever. I mean, I kind of feel for you, but not really, because I just want to get off. But but I do. I understand. So if it makes it harder for you, one of these, like I said, 6 inches, but this is good because it has powerful enough vibration. Sometimes those really, really small little bullets that just have one battery in them, I can still come with one of those. It just takes longer. You know, I mean, it's like you kind of really, really got to work that. Now this thing gets the job done. Now, if I can just get these goddamn batteries out that are smashed up in there, but I think I see the problem. I think I see what happened here, because I travel with this stuff and this thing cracked at the base a little bit. So it sustained some trauma, some travel trauma. I might have to replace that one too. This is a good one. I do recommend this for guys to have for their girls, and ladies, have this in your arsenal. It's just, like I said, it's just like a half, I'd say half inch. I don't have a tape measure. Oh, wait. Jesus Christ, I do have a tape measure. Hold on. I'm going for it right now. Oh, no. Okay, it's, take it back. It's like 3/4 of an inch in circumference. 3/4 of an inch circumference. And it's, yeah, 6 inches long. Well, if you count in the, it's 6 1/4 if you count in the little button that you push at the top, but basically 6 inches. And so I recommend one of those. It's great. It's great to have that, be able to use it. It doesn't, it's not, like I said, it's powerful for the clit, but it, and also like you can stick it inside you too. So it, this could go in my butt. No, I'm just, Jesus, I could stick this in my butt. It's not, yeah, I like, so that small of a diameter. Now I'm thinking maybe I could double up on this. Maybe I don't need the vibrating butt plug. I could use this instead. Okay. I'm saving money. All right. Let's see. What's my next? My next item is, oh, my butt plug collection. So I have a rubber butt plug that has a, it's, what's nice about this is it's long and it's more cylindrical. It's got a rubber, I guess, cap, right? So it won't get lost inside you. If you guys remember, I don't remember the name of the podcast, but I actually lost one in my ass, a small one, while I was having sex. No joke. Somehow I got super relaxed. What it was is it was a really, really small one. It was like an extra small with a super small stem. So the problem I think that people need to be aware of with those super small stems is you can still have a small one for the penetration part, but the stem or the jewel on the outside, it needs to be big enough that it won't just get sucked in there. Or yeah, I mean, that's what happened. Now that's why I switched to this plastic one after I had that sucking in incident. I was like, oh my gosh, this is terrible. I don't ever want that to happen again. Because literally I'm going to the bathroom to have sex. I'm like, oh, I realized where the fuck is my butt plug? It's sucked up in my ass. And now I'm like fishing around to try to dig it out. And obviously that's an awkward angle, right? So you're trying to pull it. I mean, you're sticking your fingers up there. I literally thought I was going to have to call my partner and say, come in here and get this out. Like, you're going to have to stick your fingers up there. Stick your big man fingers up there and pull this motherfucker out because it's stuck. Fortunately, I got it out. I got it out without incident. And I didn't have to take a trip to the ER. How embarrassing would that have been? Oh my gosh. So anyway, just little things to note about butt plugs. Again, the really, really small ones. I know everybody wants to start small, and I did too when I was like a butt plug virgin. But I want people to be aware that that can happen when you're having sex with them. Those are good, I would say, for wearing like a really small one with a small stem or a small jewel on the end. Perfect for like wearing out. You just want a little stimulation. You want to know a little something's there. It's not too heavy. You know, you're not going to worry about it rolling out. Now, I will say this. There's a caveat to that. I did do another podcast where the actual butt plug got lost. No, not lost, was coming out. I had it in for too long. I left it in for about over 3 hours. Well, that's the whole point of the butt plug, is it does relax you. It relaxes your anus. And that's the whole point. And then that's why you have the different sizes. You know, you start with one, then you put another one in. It relaxes, gets you ready for the actual event. If that's your intention, but they will relax over time. So I was wearing my small one and I was I went to church, then I went to Target. I ran a bunch of errands, ended up at Target. And by the time I got to Target, like 3 hours later, I literally almost lost the thing in the store, like with it rolling out of me. I had to reach up and push it back in several times so that I could make it out of the store into my car. This is no joke. I'm sure the camera guys at Target were just having a heyday with this because I literally had to, I was just reaching up. I had it, thank God I had a jumper on. So you could, I had easy access just to kind of like, I didn't have jeans. I'd have to dig in the jeans, but yeah, it was, I do not recommend it. So I wouldn't recommend a heavy, like a long, a big, heavy stainless steel butt plug for wearing that out and about during your day for a long amount of time. It wouldn't go over an hour for sure. And for me, if I'm wearing it out and about in public, I would always use the small one and, you know, and let that be that. Now for sex though, I don't mess around with the small ones anymore. That's the one that got sucked up into my ass during sex. And I have very vigorous, wild, crazy sex. So when you are using one during sex, I recommend the larger one with a nice sized jewel, you know, or stem on it, or the rubber one that just, you can't get sucked in there, because if you're getting bended and contorted, this is just not worth an ER visit and the embarrassment and or having to have your partner fish it out if you can't get it. I mean, because imagine, ladies, like reaching around up into your anus, like trying to get that angle, it's hard. And so just avoid it. Let's avoid, learn from, please take this as a precautionary tale. This is no joke. It really happened. And I'm trying to hedge against this for anybody. Let me see here. Okay. The next thing I have, I have a lot of little like bullets with the wires that used to take, you know, a base that you turned it up with that had batteries in it. All of those bases have since disappeared, and I still have a couple of the little bullets, and I saved them because if I got another base that I could just plug these into, they were good little super strong bullets. I've been teased about my bullets for the wires and all that. I think the battery ones that they make now, like I said, with my long little pink cylindrical one that I was describing earlier, the one that's like 6 inches and then 3/4 of an inch in diameter. Those are great. They, you know, they've kind of come a long way. We probably don't need anything that plugs into a little, we probably don't need a wire that goes into a little base anymore with a control. But yeah, I would definitely get something with batteries in it that's got just a super, you know, that has a nice range of vibrations. Okay, my next thing here that I'm looking at is my famous and favorite little, my big old dildo with a suction cup. Now, this thing is, it's kind of massive. Since I do have my tape measure right here, I'm going to measure. Oh my, this is embarrassing. I'm going to say, oh yeah, here we go. So it's from side to side. I can't go all the way around with the tape measure, right? But just from like the top of the head, from the left side to the right side, it's like, well, that's, the head is like 2 inches, I guess, but let's see what the actual girth is. Like, it says like, it looks like 2, but I'm going to say like 2 1/4. So that's just straight on the bottom. That's not, I don't know if I can bend this. Let me see if I can bend this all the way around. Maybe I can. I guess I can. All the way around, it's like, let's see, 7 1/4 inches at the top. And then, see, this is, looks like the thickest part down here. I'm going to say, and then 7 1/2 more towards the base. And that's the circumference of it. And the length is, length is not super long. God, I would have thought it was longer than that. Holy cow. Okay. The length is, so it's 7 inches in length. Now, that right there, this makes me, this thing, I have to have a lot of lube for, a lot of lube. it's hard to get it in. Like initially I'm always like working really hard to finally like relax and get it in. And then when I do, it hurts a little bit. It's strange. It's hard to explain. It's like, it hurts, but it feels good. Like there's something about the way you're being stretched and filled like that, because you're filled. It's the width and the length. So the length on this for me, it hits my cervix every, I mean, it, I think my cervix is probably, I would say like an inch and a half shorter really than this. And so when I'm really just banging it, it makes me go crazy. I squirt all over it. It's not the same type of squirting that I do though with fingers. Like the fingers are more volcanic. I would say like you get this big, you know, but it's just like, it's constantly making me squirt, like little squirts dripping out. It's stretching and hitting everything at once. And it is a slight, it's weird. It's like, it's a little painful, but it feels good. It does feel like when you're in the mood for that, oh my God, just to be totally filled up. And then the nice thing with a suction cup is you can just kind of stick it, you know, wherever you want. My preference is the shower wall. I just get right in there. And then if you do that and a vibrator with it on your clit, oh shit. Oh my God. I can barely stand it. Like literally I have to back off. I have to slow myself down because I'm going to come too fast. I mean, like I want it to last longer and I don't want to wait. Like I like to tease myself with it. Like I really like to let it build up. And then I'm like, okay, no, back off, you know, and I just go back and forth like that. I like that. Yeah. I like that teasing. I like that build up. I love the way it feels. And then the cool thing is then when you're in the shower and you're, you know, and you just, after you're done, we need to just kind of like, you know, clean yourself up really fast. Boop, it's easy. So I've said this before. I don't know why it took me so long, but ladies, size up. This is the first time I've ever tried a bigger dildo. You owe it to yourself to at least have one in your arsenal of sex toys. It's kind of life-changing. I got to say, it's life-changing. You need to try it. And if you don't know what size to get, if you think it's too big, that's the size to get. It's like a diamond. Okay, there's no, you can't have it too big. You need to just be brave and go for it. And you'll love it. And so for me, what I do is I don't use it all the time because I don't want to get stretched out or anything like that. But, you know, vaginas are very stretchy. They can accommodate a lot. So just, you got to get relaxed, get in the right mindset. And oh man, a larger dildo, size it up. It will rock your world. So the next little bit's just like, I don't actually have any of these things, but they've been used on me, and like the nipple clamps and more recently, which I said I'd never do, the clit clamp. Oh, I gotta say in conjunction, the nipple clamps with the clit clamp all together, amazing. It just makes you so wet. It'll make you so wet. So recently I was made to wear the nipple clamps and the clit clamp while I was making breakfast for someone naked. And it was hot. It was hot. I don't recommend it when you're making bacon. Watch out for the bacon. But yeah, I mean, that just, you know, cooking, making someone a meal and having that on, it hit on all sort of female cylinders, right? Like it's that caretaking side, which, you know, when I care about someone, like I love to take care of a man. And then, but I'm also getting turned on while I'm made to stand there naked. So I'm in that submissive mode and I'm sort of, you know, I'm serving his needs, but then I'm also, I have these, you know, these things on me that are stimulating me, my nipples and my clit. And yeah, I was pretty wet. I got real wet. I was waiting for that breakfast to be eaten and done. And I was ready to move on to some sex play. So let's see that. And I think, oh, of course the Hitachi. Now I have my Hitachi. It's a go-to. It's a gold standard. I think every lady should have one. Also though, there are smaller versions, still pack a punch. They're wireless. I have the one that plugs into the wall, but I frequently get to use one with another partner that does not plug into the wall and it just charges and it's smaller and it's just as good. I think he got that on Amazon. I need to get one of those because you kind of need to have a variety of clit stimulating items, and some of them can be, you know, super, super big and powerful. And then others, you kind of got to just size down for the occasion, but you still want the same output. You still want something that packs a punch and that gets you off. So that's what's in my sex toy drawer. I'm sure I'm missing quite a few items. I'm sure my lovely little perverts out there can recommend a lot of stuff to me, especially, oh my gosh, my text group. By the way, I did get a recommendation from someone in my text group, and she said these butt plugs are called Icicles. I think she said that's the brand name, and she swears by them. I'm going to try to pull that up really fast, make sure I'm not misquoting that. But I think they're called Icicles. Let me see here. I can get that up. I have a bazillion million computers like right here in front of me, and if that comes up, pull this up really quick here. I think that came from a gal named Tammy. See, the ladies know where it's at. Like, we share secrets. Let me see here. Gosh, I should have pulled this up sooner. But I think it's I think she said Icicles. Anyway, Icicles. It is. It's Icicles. It's a glass plug. Now, if you haven't played with glass toys, I have a glass toy somewhere and I didn't find it in my sex drawer. I don't know where it is. I hope I didn't give it away. But I have had some glass sex toys that are very fun and interesting too. And you can kind of twirl them inside you and they hit your G-spot and there's all this good stuff going on. So I do recommend those. But okay, so Tammy recommends this brand called Icicles, and they're glass butt plugs, sounds like. She says she has a flower and a heart. Okay, so I'm going to look into those as well. But I also want some butt plugs and stuff that vibrate. I want the triple wow. If I can get vibrating in my ass, vibrating on my clit, and a clock inside me, I think it's going to be done. I'm going to be a goner. Anyhow, all right. Well, I think I pretty much went over everything I wanted to cover today, just about all my sex toys. And I know some of them are not hip and cool, and some of them are. And you may have thought I would have had more like kinky stuff. I kind of rely on the guys to bring the kinky stuff. They got to bring the kink. It's usually the dominant guys that are bringing the kink. So I don't have a lot of, you know, I don't, as my submissive side, it's not, I don't have that stuff going, hey, I'm not there suggesting, hey, to a guy, could you use this on me? Because quite frankly, if he's dominant, he's going to know what to do. He's going to bring that shit. He's going to bring the rope. He's going to bring, you know, what the clamps, nipple clamps, clit clamps, his, whatever vibrator he likes to use on me. Like they show up kind of prepared. So just my own, like, kind of when I'm, you know, masturbating and having some little self sessions, these are the things that I'm using. And for women, I do recommend them if you're trying to kind of get, you know, for guys, if you want to kind of ease a woman into some stuff, really get her to know our body better. These things are great. And women too, if you're trying to, you know, explore a little bit, you know, like you want stiffer things that'll hit your G-spot, you know, I mean, everything I kind of talked about, like there, you can get in there if you want to stimulate your clit, your G-spot. I think I have a decent arsenal. Now, if anybody thinks I'm missing anything, please, 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 you do not have to hesitate. I'm always up for suggestion. You can email me at curiousgirl@thecuriousgirldiaries.com, or you should join my text group if you're not in my text group. Super fun. I get lots of good ideas and lots of good feedback. Also, it's easier to interact with me on the text group. That's 415-997-0957. 415-997-0957. Just jump on there and we can be texting. All right. There you go, people. Take care. Stay sexy. Take this time, this quarantine time. Make it your little time of self-exploration. Have fun. What's in your sex drawer? Look in there. Clean it out. Let me know. If you have anything that you think I need that you swear by, hey, please tell me. Send me a link. Even if you get a commission on it, no problem. I'm happy to buy it. I just want to, you know, I'm all about the pleasure. All right. Take care, everybody. We'll talk soon. Bye.
Thanks so much for listening. And if you like what you hear, refer me to a friend. And make sure you're following me on social media. Also, go to the website, thecuriousgirldiaries.com, and join my subscribers-only list for access to exclusive content. And as usual, questions or comments, you can always email me at curiousgirl@thecuriousgirldiaries.com.